It was a year ago today that President Bush sent the Senate his first 11 nominees for the federal bench. And today, both he and Republicans in the Senate reproached the Democrats, who now control that chamber, for having confirmed only three of those appeals court nominees. But as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol, Democrats claim they've done a better job than the Republicans did under President Clinton.
President Bush marked the first anniversary of his judicial nominations by inviting Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to the White House. With them at his side, the president complained about, in his words, too many seats that aren't filled with judges. And he said that isn't right.
For the good of the country, the Senate needs to act. And act expeditiously on the nominees I've sent up. It's important that our judiciary be full.
The president blamed those vacancies, which affect a fifth of the federal appeals bench and one-tenth of district court seats, on what he called raw politics. Meanwhile, on the floor of the Senate, Democrat Patrick Leahy defended his record as chair of the Judiciary Committee. Leahy said 56 of the president's judicial nominees have been confirmed over the past 10 months, more, he said, than Republicans ever confirmed during a similar period of time.
I'm sorry that the White House and our Republican colleagues do not acknowledge our achievements but choose instead only to criticize. I regret that the White House and our Republican colleagues will not acknowledge that the obstructionism of the Republican Senate majority between 1996 and 2001 is what created what they now term a vacancy crisis.
Democrats say appeals court vacancies more than doubled with the Senate under Republican control. To underscore that, the Subcommittee on Courts today held a hearing at which four of President Clinton's appeals court nominees testified about not getting confirmed. Arizona Republican John Kyle said he agreed they should not have gone through what they did.
And I think that if this hearing establishes anything, it is that nominees should get a hearing. Precisely the point that we and President Bush have been making.
Republican leader Trent Lott told his colleagues on the Senate floor that he's not asking that all 100 of the president's judicial nominees should have had a hearing by now.
But at least the first eight, we should have a hearing and they should have a vote. There have been no criticisms raised of any of them except a hint that maybe they are conservative and we're looking for some sort of a litmus test, I guess, on philosophy.
Indeed, while competing sets of statistics on judicial confirmations have been argued over for months, the fight really seems to center on judicial philosophy. New York Democrat Charles Schumer said as much today, accusing the president of trying to stack the courts with highly conservative judges.
Nominate judges from the mainstream, consult with us, and you'll find your nominees will go through like a hot knife through butter. But if you continue not to consult with us, if you continue to nominate people way out of the mainstream, then the price you'll pay is thorough examination and, in all likelihood, rejection of many of those judges.
And should President Bush eventually submit a Supreme Court nominee, he's likely to hear the same admonition from Senate Democrats. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.